Very good.
All right, so yeah, I can just praise God if I think back on my life. You know, as I mentioned to earlier, the verse of Paul to Timothy says, I remember your faith that was in your mother Lois and your grandmother Eunice, and I can see it in my mother. She's a woman of faith. She's still alive today. She's 80, almost 82. And then my grandmother, her mother was a godly woman. And she, my mother, actually dedicated me to the Lord before I was born. And she was actually advised to abort me because they feared that she would die in my birth. And she nearly did die. She refused. She said, she's not going to do this.
She thought you would die,
she could die.
She could die.
And she nearly did die. She was very ill.
Yeah.
But she said, there's no way. And she went through with it. And yeah, and she obviously dedicated me to the Lord and brought me up in the ways of the Lord. I didn't know the Lord. When I was in high school, standard six in South Africa, which was the first year of high school, I went on a Christian camp. And the guy preached an evangelical message and he called people forward. And I went forward and I prayed the prayer, gave my heart to the Lord. But I wasn't saved. It wasn't.
Exactly, right.
And when I was in my final year of school, matric, which is standard 10 in South Africa at that time, I wanted to go into the ministry myself. And I knew that this is not something that you call yourself into. And then I was reading in Psalm 51, and I honestly experienced the call of God. I wasn't saved. Where he gave me those words, which I understand much better now.
Sure.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, that they will turn to you. And then it says, then he says, Lord, give me the words to proclaim your glory. And based on that, I went to study theology after school.
Really?
And I did. Okay. I studied with the Dutch Reformed Church. In those days, you did a BA theology and then a Bachelor of Divinity. So I did 6 years, but I wasn't saved.
Wow.
You can see my books here.
Wow, yeah.
There's some of them. So I'm very thankful to God. It was liberal. I mean, unfortunately, the theology is very liberal. But I'm very thankful for a lot that I learned. Like, I love the languages. I keep up my Greek and Hebrew.
Good, yeah.
And then, but my life was a mess. And in 1992, I finished 1991. 1992, I had to do my military service. I went into the Air Force. We were conscripted. All the white males in those days were conscripted. So I did 1 year with the Air Force. I helped in the chaplain's office.
Okay.
As a chaplain's assistant.
This is what town?
This is in Pretoria.
Okay,
I studied at the University of Pretoria.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I worked. I was in the Air Force. Air Force base. Valhalla, the Air Force Gymnasium, actually, where they train the guys as they come in. So I was there for a whole year, and I worked in the chaplain's office as a chaplain's clerk. But I did a bit of work, you know, spiritual work, although I wasn't saved. I mean, and I even preached. But, you know, my life is a mess, and as I went on, when I finished there, the only thing I wanted was to make money. That was all I was interested in. You know, I thought money was a thing. And I tried various things after I left the Air Force, and everything I did, the Lord just smashed to nothing. I was in a mess. So God was breaking me. So that was 92, 93. I was trying all kinds of financial stuff and nothing worked. And then my sister was studying at the Bible Institute in Colk Bay here in Cape Town. And I think 93 might have been her final year, because I remember when I was in the Air Force in 1992, I actually flew down with the Air Force to Cape Town to visit her, that I remember.
Okay.
So I think she was, I don't know, pre-final, final year. But anyway, she came, she had heard you speak at the BI, and you gave that little booklet, Wasted Faith.
You must have dished
them out there.
Yeah.
And in December 1993, that book came, you know, she came back up to Pretoria, where we lived as a family. And I don't think she gave me the book. I think I just saw it in her room. And then I started reading it. And as I read that book, you speak about various kinds of faith that will not save you. And I realized I don't have the true faith. I realized I'm lost. And then I liked your illustration at the end of the book, where you said that you're like in a locked house. You've got no key to open the door. This house is on fire. And you can't save yourself. And then I realized I'm lost. And the Holy Spirit started convicting me very deeply of my sin. And I knew if I die here, I'm in hell. I knew it. I was an extreme conviction. Like John Bunyan Grace Abounding, the Chief of Sinners, I knew. And I sought God. I would sometimes get up at night, like in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, and cry for mercy. And God just left me. Just left me. I earnestly cried. Because, I started reading scriptures. And I knew the word said, seek the Lord while he may be found, calling him while he's near. And I cried out to God, and it was just nothing. It was just like, Lord, have mercy on me. And it was like God left me. And I knew that it's God who saves sovereignly. I knew that. I believed in election. I mean, I've been going to the Reformed Evangelical conferences yearly as an unsaved, so I knew the doctrines of God's sovereignty.
Right.
And I knew if God doesn't save me, I'm damned. And I cried it to God. So so your booklet really started that whole process of
amazing
conviction. And then I've been reading scripture, seeking the Lord. And then on the 25th of May, 1994, it's almost 25 years now, that morning I put on the radio, and it was a Christian radio station, Radio Pulpit. And there was a very well-known evangelist, minister, pastor of the Dutch Reformed Church, Dr. Willie Maree. He was very well-known in South Africa as a great evangelist, pastor. And he preached. And he preached on that text in 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we can become the righteousness of God. That's the last verse of chapter 5. Then in chapter 6, he says, today, he quotes from Isaiah, where it says, today is the day of salvation.
Totally.
He quotes that. Right. And then after he had preached, you know, I listened to the sermon on the radio, I cried out to God. I said, Lord, that's what your word says.
Wow.
And the Lord broke into my life. Now I opened my Bible to Isaiah 62, I think it was 10, and it says, I delight greatly in the Lord, and my soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. That was the 25th of May, 1994, so so praise God.
Praise the Lord for that.
So
amazing.
And it's not been an easy road since then. It's been, I mean, I've been through quite many difficulties, many toils and snares, as Grace Him says. God is faithful. I've not always been faithful, but He is faithful.
He is faithful. Amen. Thank you for sharing
that.
That's so encouraging. Amazing.
So glory to God.
Well, I just had the privilege of being at Bible Institute, and I passed out Wasted Faith. Let's pray that it'll happen again.
Yes, amen. amen.
To somebody somewhere along the way, you know, seed sown, you know. But just the gospel, powerful gospel, isn't it?
Yes,
Amen. Sure. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thank you.